when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Truckers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trucker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, all you precious, precious people out there in Blood River Radio land. We've been gone for 2 weeks, as you well know. We played a recording last week, and I've missed you people. I really have. Evidently, y'all missed us here at Blood River because we got a stack of cards and letters. And, you know, if someone sends me a card or a letter, I read it. I don't care how long it takes, because if you go to the trouble of making a card or a letter, we're going to read it. I tell you what, I can flat tell you people, I damn sure wouldn't be doing this show every week if it wasn't for the people that depend on me. I'm not holding myself up as something high and mighty or something wonderful, but I do have a great responsibility. I have a great sense of duty to you people. I had a sense of duty once upon a time when I took an oath to defend the country against all enemies, foreign and domestic, when I took my oath as a registered nurse, when I took all my boards. I have a great sense of responsibility to you people. I love you people. That's the truth. I would not be doing this. Nobody on this show would be doing that if we didn't have a great sense of loyalty and duty and a higher calling. Anyway, people, it is January the 1st in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty, 2022. Jesus Christ Almighty, the only name under the sun in which man can be saved. That's the only name that can be saved, Jesus Christ. He saved us. He died on the cross for our sins while we were yet sinners. But my name is Eddie Bombardier Miller. You probably already know that. You're listening to Blood River Radio. And we're going to bring you a great show tonight. It's going to be me. Rand Owen is going to be kicking off. Now, Monica Schaefer is supposed to be coming in. She told me there was a very, very slight chance she might not be able to make it. But if she doesn't come, we'll roll without her. But people, you also know the drill. We are a Christian show here. I didn't make any New Year's resolutions, but I probably need to make one. I need to really to be a better Christian. I need to probably be, like I was telling Cameron during the break, Rand, I probably need to be less calloused. Less cynical, less hardened, like I was telling Rand. When you look at, J. Edgar Hoover said, when you look into the abyss looks back into you. So with that, people, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to say a quick prayer, and Rand is going to finish off the prayer. If you will, people, please bow your heads. Almighty God, Almighty Father, maker of heaven and earth, maker of all things seen and unseen. We said many times, Lord, you just spoke all the known universe into existence. Nothing in this world existed until you spoke it into existence. Lord, if you will, you who loved us so much that we screwed up in the Garden of Eden, even though we did it, even though our great-great-great-great-great-grandfather screwed up and sinned and left us with original sin, you found a way to save us, God. You sent your Son, your only begotten Son, to earth. He came. You sent him, but he came on his own free will. He came, like we said just a minute ago, he died on the cross while we were yet sinners, so he could save us and give us that opportunity so we too could have everlasting life within heaven. Lord, I ask all this in Jesus' name, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ Almighty. And dear Lord, our brother, Rand, he's going to, he's got a prayer too. He said he wants to say, go ahead, Rand, my brother.
Yeah, hey, Eddie, Happy New Year to everybody.
Yeah, Happy New Year. I forgot to say that.
Good to be on your show, Eddie.
Well, this is your show too, my brother.
Let's pray. Father, we just want to thank you for the opportunity to be on these airways. I pray that we might conduct ourselves in a way that would be pleasing to you. Thank you for your blessings, Lord. But most of all, thank you for Yeshua Jesus. And it's his precious name that we pray. Amen. thank you, Father.
Thank you so much for that. You know, Rand, as you might have said, I was telling you and Cameron before we came on the air, people must have missed us as much as we missed them, because we've got a lot of mail in here. We got one from Biscuit, old Biscuit, down there in Florida. God bless him. He's such a wonderful man. He sent us a nice, well, this little note's not that long. It just said, Dear Eddie, please find enclosed January's contributions. He's in a really, really good contribution. If without his contributions, without you people's contributions to send us money every week, every month, there would be no Blood River. There would be no Liberty News Radio. There would be no Cesspool. There would be no Peter Scoop Stand. There would be nothing. Also, I found this, speaking of Biscuit, I found this today. I'm going to read. This is an old one he sent me. This has got a beautiful card. It's General Robert Edward Lee, January the 19th, 1807 to October the 12th of 1870. He's got a beautiful picture of it. And here's what Lee said. I am opposed to the theory of doing wrong, that good may come of it. I hold to the belief that you must act right, whatever the consequences. I need to remember that, because like I was saying earlier, I get too hardened, I'm afraid, at times, too militant, too combative. But he put this note in here. He said, Dear Mr. Miller, I wish you a very happy 74th birthday. That was back in April, people. I listen to your show every week because I learn something every time. Best wishes, Alan Biscuit. That's, like I said, I said, oh, when I found it, but it was so dear to me, I had to read that again. Listen, here's one, and I almost cry sometimes when I read this one. This is from my Purple Heart buddy, we're brothers, Jim Zim. He sent this. He says, Dear Eddie, may the miracle of Christmas make your every wish come true. And I've written, it says, Merry Christmas, your friend Jim. I've written Purple Heart down. That man paid the price, brother. I've got, Jim, in case you're listening, I have your Purple Heart card. Wave one of them taped to my laptop even as we speak. He also sent a wonderful donation. He really did. Here's another one. God bless Dennis and Pam. I've got to read this, people. It won't take me long. They sent me this. It's actually, it's to us. It says, Dear Eddie and family, Blood River Radio family. Hope you had a merry and blessed Christmas. We have been busy traveling, baking cookies, and entertaining. We will not let the left keep us from entertaining and enjoying our life. Here is a donation to keep Blood River Radio on the air. We love to listen to you every Saturday. Cheers to a wonderful 2022. Happy New Year, Dennis and Pam. And the card says, make your day in your heart from beginning to end. May your day in your heart from beginning to end be filled with sweet blessings that God loves to send. Thank you so much. I talked to those two precious people just a couple of days ago. Bless their heart. Y'all, I said something about Jim Zim a minute ago. If I start to cry, just hang on. It says right here, Jim Zim sent this great Christmas card. It's a beautiful, beautiful card. He says, Hi, Eddie and the Blood River Radio family. Thank you so much for the white Christmas card. God bless you for continuing to spread the truth to our people. I want you to know that I almost always feel more positive after listening to your Blood River Radio program. With anti-white rhetoric increasing all the time, it is wonderful that our people can turn to Blood River Radio for real facts and information. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy, prosperous 2022. Stay noble, Jim. I wouldn't take anything for that card. I certainly wouldn't. And I read the one from Dennis and Cam. Here's a letter. This fellow's always writing me letters. I said, can't read them because they're too long. I'm going to read some of this letter. Can't read the whole thing because he's always going to the trouble to read this letter. And this is Steve in Baltimore. I'll read some of the letter. His reading is kind of like mine. It's kind of hard to follow sometimes. But he says, Hello, Eddie. You are keeping up the good work with the recent shows, especially being good. And he says, please check out this Frederick C. Blackburn. We're going on about that. And he goes, I'm going skipping down to this right here. Sounds like a David Cole is a Judas goat who leads other goats to slaughter. But he said over the back, it says over here, he told me, he says, do not let small issues stop unity on the number one issue. We don't want to over-major in the minors, a communist tactic. Then he says, and I'll quit. I'm just going to read this bunch right here. Can't read the whole thing. It was a surprise that the man, an engineer, 2 weeks ago, he said he sounds like he is a traditional Catholic, part of the 1% of a church in apostasy. He has a smooth style in his delivery. You got a good smooth style too, a bit like good soup, too hot that needs to cool before eating, but just sometimes, not all the time. And like I say, let me look over here. Steve from Baltimore. But anyway, people, we got donations, like I said, Steve from Baltimore, Micah from Maryland sent in. Micah and Steve send in donations all the time. Jim Zim, we read his car, sent in a donation. Ken in New York, Big Ben from Lindbergh, New York, sends in donations a couple of times a month. We talked about Alan Biscuit, and we talked about Dennis and Pam in Virginia. And I'm going to make sure I didn't leave anybody out. I'll make that note. Oh, also, one last announcement. People, please pray for Frank White. God knows who he is. He has been sick. He said he was diagnosed with COVID, but he's doing better. But just pray that he didn't have a relapse. You don't have to really know his real name. God knows his real name. But he works in a very sensitive government position, and it would be disaster if our enemy found out who he is. Okay, here's the other announcements. Well, I think that's about it, because I told you we have Iran coming on. And we'll have Monica Schaefer come on later if she isn't detained. People, I hear the music for the break. It took me longer than usual because we had so many cards to read and so many announcements to make. We can't leave our donors out, because without our donors, there's no Blood River Radio. So please hold on. We'll be right back, because Rand's going to open up the show. Be right back.
Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and border is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, "If those people," referring to the dictatorial federal government, "if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home." As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
You feel lucky out there, you punks? You better watch out, because Blood River Radio is here in town, and we got the man on here. This is the punk snuff ratter. Rand, go ahead, fella. You know, I'll just make a quick announcement here. I think, Rand, you know, this is... January the 6th of the year 2007, there was a horrible torture, murder, rape, etc., in Knoxville, Tennessee. And Rand is going to cover that. And Rand, you take off. I'm going to mute myself for a minute. I'm going to try to get in touch with one of our people we need for the show. So go ahead, Rand. Take off. I can hear you, but you won't really hear me.
Okay, Eddie. Well, thank you. And hello to everybody out there. Happy New Year to everyone. And we are going to talk about the murders, the horrible, horrific murders of Shannon Christian and Christopher Newsom. When Eddie contacted me about this, of course, I was familiar with the murders and had kind of kept up with over the years, but it had been a while. And, you know, after going back through some of this stuff, man, it's just unbelievable. And what I'd like to do tonight is I just want to go back to that evening of January the 6th, 2007 in Knoxville, Tennessee. We're coming up on the 15th anniversary of this event. And we got these two young adults, kids, more or less. 21 and 23 years old, Christopher Newsom. He was born the 21st of September, 1983. He was 23 years old. He was an athlete, baseball player, you know, really loved by his family. Shannon Christian, 21 years old, born the 29th of April, 1985. She's born in Texas. Just beginning their lives. And they were had actually made plans to go out for a supper date that night. And they were carjacked by a gang of animals. And when I say animals, I'm being nice. These individuals were nothing more than beasts. 34-year-old Eric Boyd, the oldest of the entire group, 24-year-old Latavius Cobbins, 25-year-old LaMarcus Davison, Vanessa Coleman, 18-year-old. She's a girlfriend of Cobbins. And then 23-year-old George Thomas. The event of start that evening, that afternoon, they had planned to go out to have supper. They had known each other a couple of months. It was almost to the point in their relationship that Shannon was or had just recently introduced, Christopher had just recently introduced Shannon to the family. They were in the prime of their lives. They had their whole lives ahead of them. That evening, they had gone out or had planned to go out to have a supper date, like I said, and then they were going to go over to a friend's party. And Shannon had went by a friend's to get ready for the party. Remember, this is Knoxville, Tennessee. It's a college town. They're 21, 23 years old. I can remember going to these parties, getting ready for these parties and being excited and all of that. And I'm sure she was at her friend's house that night, just in, that evening, enjoying herself, getting ready. While Christopher, on the other hand, had been playing golf that day. Normal thing for a young man to do. He had actually dropped a friend off. He had went by this party and dropped a friend off, and then he went over to pick up Shannon at this apartment complex for them to go out to supper. And, of course, they had planned on going to the party later on, and all their friends knew that they were coming. They expected them to come. The girl that Shannon was over there at her apartment getting ready that evening had already left to go to the party. So, you know, all the plans was in place. But sometime between 9:15 and 11 p.m. that evening, Christopher and Shannon had met in that parking lot of that apartment complex. That's where Shannon's friend lived. And that's where she had gone to get ready. And that's where they met, was in that apartment complex parking lot. Shannon was seated in her vehicle behind the wheel. She was on the driver's side. and Christopher was standing at the doorway when these monsters approached them. From testimony in court, they were actually embracing. They were at a very vulnerable moment, and they were approached by these individuals, and more or less forced at gunpoint to get in the back, and they were gagged, hands tied behind their back and legs tied, which, by the way, some of these individuals would say later on that that they needed this vehicle for them to get away from a drug deal had it gone bad, which is totally BS. I mean, because they certainly wouldn't have to do what winds up being happening to these two young this young couple, what happens to them later in the evening. The leader of that group is a guy named Eric Boyd, I believe. Some believe this was LaMarcus Davison, but I believe that older guy, the 34-year-old Eric Boyd, was the leader. Now, Davison, in my opinion, would be the second man down. He's 25 years old. He had just recently been released from jail. He'd been in prison for 5 years for, guess what? Carjacking and aggravated assault. So he went in prison at 20. He's out at 25. He's already a career criminal. He has no job. He most likely came to Knoxville, Tennessee to deal drugs, and he most likely came to Knoxville by way of Eric Boyd. That's just my opinion. But the others were 24-year-old Latavius Cobbins, 23-year-old George Thomas, and 18-year-old Vanessa Coleman. And like I said, at this point, they forced them into the vehicle, they tied them up, they blindfold them, and they drive them to Davison's rental house that he is renting on Chipman Street in Knoxville, Tennessee. So where are we? They have just kidnapped two totally innocent kids, you might say, that are just about to go out on a supper date. Now, you got to ask yourself, why would you kidnap two innocent people, young adults, kids, and take them to your home? Why? They take them to this place. It's 2313 Chapman Street. It's a rental house. And by the way, what happens to these two young folks was so horrific and so bad, later on the locals demolished the whole thing, tore it down. But once they arrived to Chipman Street, 2313, to this resident that is rented by LaMarcus Davison, once they get there, they rape Christopher. And they just don't rape Christopher with themselves, but they use objects. And at some point, Christopher is taken from the house. So let's just think about this for just a moment. Just a few hours ago, this young man was just meeting his girlfriend.
Rand, we have to go to a quick break. We have the music coming. Okay. We got to go to a break. People, hold on to your seat. We're going to come back with some more of this horrific story. He's right. They are beyond animals. They are satanic, and they should be done away with. Be right back, people.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation broke records at least four times this week for its seven-day average of new daily COVID-19 cases, reporting an all-time high of more than 386,000 new daily infections on Friday. That's according to the latest data from Johns Hopkins University. Dr. Demi Niavara-Rampill joins Fox News and reminds everyone,
over time, we will see more variants. It's not that if we defeat Omicron that suddenly it will be over.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Many travelers are spending the first day of the year waiting at the airport. Data from FlightAware showing over 4,200 flights have been canceled worldwide on January 1st. That includes over 2,400 U.S. flights. Over 5,000 have been delayed. This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee. I know you had a great Merry Christmas, and because of the unbelievable, overwhelming response that we've had during the holidays, we are extending that special Christmas offer. That's right, we're extending it only for WAR listeners.
And that's an extra 40% off for WAR listeners. And what else are we going to do, babe?
We're going to give you your spouse for free. That's right, you get to add your spouse for no extra charge. Only until the end of the year. This is WAR listeners only. Hey, this is your time. It's a New Year's revolution. Not a resolution. It's a revolution. Get your body. Get your health that you deserve. Throw down the gauntlet and say, this is our year to do it. So log on today to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com.
Or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
As we head into a new year, coronavirus cases continue to spike.
Florida, New York, and California are leading the way in new coronavirus cases in the U.S. as the country moved past a daily average of more than 300,000 per day, according to figures from the CDC. The highly contagious Omicron variant of COVID-19 is being blamed for the dramatic rise in recent cases. The CDC recorded its biggest jump in the current trend between December 26th and 27th. Since that day, the U.S. has averaged more than 400,000 daily coronavirus cases, which has also sent the seven-day average soaring. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Former NFL coach Dan Reeves died at the age of 77 early this morning. During his long career, Reeves coached the Atlanta Falcons, Denver Broncos, New York Giants, and was an assistant coach with the Dallas Cowboys. USA Radio News.
Go right back to Rand. Thank you for listening. We're going to go back to Rand. He's going to finish telling us about the story that happened to Christopher Newsom and Shannon Christian in Knoxville, Tennessee. It is beyond horrific. Continue on, if you will, Rand.
Okay. Thank you, Eddie. And like we were kind of talking about at break, you know, some may say that, you know, maybe we shouldn't talk about this. It's opening up old wounds or whatever, but like I told you at break, Eddie, they need to be opened up. Maybe not so much for the family, but we don't need to forget what happened here. We don't need to forget these two young individuals. We don't need to let them, as you mentioned earlier, go off into the abyss. You know, you might say, where's the monuments for Christopher and Shannon? Well, you know, where are they at? But anyway, to continue, once these animals get, hold on just a second. Can you hear me?
Apologies to the animals, eh?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Once these animals get to this rental house that is rented by LaMarcus Davison, they rape Christopher, and they just don't rape him with themselves. They use objects, torture him, and at some point, he is taken from the house. And like I mentioned earlier, let's just think about for a second. Let's just remember that just a little bit ago, that this young man was meeting his girlfriend. They were embracing. They were excited. They were getting ready to go out and eat. They were going to a party. And now he has been abducted, him and his girlfriend. They have been taken by these beasts. They have shamed him. They have tortured him in all kind of ways that one can't even imagine. And now he's about to be separated from Shannon. I mean, think about how terrifying that this whole ordeal must have been for these two. And while Chris is taken away, Christopher is taken away, Shannon is held at the house by this Vanessa Coleman. And I would like to point out at this point, this is a opportunity for Vanessa Coleman to save this girl's life. And she does not do it.
Well, she's an animal too. She's an animal too, a white hating animal.
You know, that's right.
You know, just to interject here, you mentioned they took sharpened. Oh, I'm sorry. You're cutting out a little bit. So I hope I didn't talk over you, Rand. But they took like pieces of 2x4 and drove up the boy's rectum. They chopped him up. But Kenton, well, I'll go ahead and tell the people some of the other gory details, because people need to know the damn gory details, because this happens every day in South Africa. Our South African brothers have to go through this crap every single day. And I'm going to tell this one thing, Rand. We'll go back to you. You know, Rich, our good buddy Rich, sent me a news blurb where the people down here in the Cooper Young area, the trendy, progressive white cucks, they're all upset and urinating in their pants, just wee-weeing on themselves because somebody came in there and put up signs that white lives matter. No, it says it's okay to be white, and they deface some of the Black Lives Matter signs. They're going insane because of that, but they don't give a damn that some white person was chopped up and tortured and set on fire and have acid poured down their throat. So, I mean, these white people, man, I'll just stop right there and go back to you, Rand. Continue on, Rand.
Well, just on that note, you know what some of the media used as an excuse when asked why it wasn't so much coverage? Because they said it was not a hate crime, that was just a normal killing, and it was just regular. That's what they said. They really did.
They're crazy. But they're absolutely crazy.
But anyway, to continue, as Chris is led away, now listen to this now, and keep hate. They want to talk about hate crimes. Just listen to this. He was led away barefoot along a railroad track with a dog leash around his neck. He was only wearing a shirt and underwear. He was blindfolded. His hands were tied. He was gagged and wrapped this apparatus wrapped around his head, so he probably couldn't hardly breathe. At this time, he is shot twice. He shot in the right side of the shoulder up toward the neck. He shot in his lower back. He's most likely still alive at this point. And as he slumps down, they reach down and shoot him above his right ear, which was probably a blessing to Christopher.
Yes.
They don't stop there. They wrap his body in a blanket. They douse it with gas. And they set him on fire.
But that was not a hate crime, though.
Imagine that being your son.
You know what? I'd like to say something in there to interject. You know, the news said it was not a hate crime, and the news tried to set on it. And people, who all control, Monica, who controls the news? Monica's with us tonight. Monica, who controls the news? Who kept this story from getting out?
Yeah, who owns the media? Who owns the banks? It's the same tribe of people. Those that we're not allowed to name, lest we be called anti-Semitic. Those we're not allowed to criticize. because, yeah, that's against the law, and they send us to prison for telling the truth about this same tribe of people. It's their agenda. And as hard as this story is to hear, as hard as it is, and like you say, you know, some people say, oh, we shouldn't talk about those gory details. Well, yeah, we have to. Because can you imagine if the colors were reversed on the perpetrator and the victim? Can you imagine? We would hear
Amen,
about
Monica.
It. Yeah.
Amen, Monica. Amen, Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that black career criminal who put a gun in the belly of a pregnant white lady. What was his name? Ahmaud. And
Floyd.
He was, yeah, Floyd. He was high on drugs. And if this autopsies prove that he died of a heart attack because he had enough drugs in his system to kill several normal people. But in the media, they go crazy. That story, we have that story rammed down our throat every single day. There's signs in rich neighborhoods here in Memphis, these rich, lily white neighborhoods.
Yeah.
I couldn't even afford to pay their utility bill. Their utility bill is probably higher than my house note. And they have these stupid signs up there, Black Lives Matter and all this crap. But see, they don't live around these animals. They want people like us to live around them. It's okay to preach Black Lives Matter every stinking day, these stinking lives, but we're not supposed to say anything about this. And people, I try to get in touch even a year ago with a newspaper reporter in Knoxville to cover this story. But what a surprise that they wouldn't come on our show and they wouldn't even talk to me. But continue on, Rand, if you don't have any further comments, Monica.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, go ahead, Rand.
Yeah, it's, It's believed that Shannon was kept in that house, Shannon, for some 36 hours being raped and tortured. Of course, they come back. They all come back after, killing Christopher. Then she's held there some 36 hours. Of course, the autopsies revealed severe injuries to her vagina, her anal area, her mouth. She was tied in a chair. She was continually kicked in the vagina. She was beaten. Carpet burns on much of her body where they drug her around. She was treated worse than a dog.
Actually, anybody...
Testimony revealed... Go ahead, Mark.
Sorry, just when you said worse than a dog, but do you know anybody who would treat an animal even one-tenth that badly would immediately be charged? That would be a criminal offense. So I just wanted to throw that in. It's a turn of phrase, I know.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a phrase because we got six dogs around here, so none of them would ever be treated anything close to that. So. Thank you for that, Monica. I want to be clear about that. That was just an expression of speech.
That's right.
Because we love our dogs. But
But
it's also in testimony revealed that she repeatedly, I hear the music.
Yeah, we got to go to a quick break. People, we'll be right back. We're getting ready to go to our third segment. This hour is really flying by. We'll be right back, dear Blood River Radio family. Be right back.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth, about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these this means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Well, dear people, we're right back. We're covering this horrible story about what happened to Hugh Christopher Newsom Jr. And Shannon Grail Christian. They were age 23 and 21, respectively. Were four black feral animals, humanoids, and one sheboon captured these two lovely, precious people and put them through the most horrific. You know, that's typical for blacks when they get a hold of white people like that. If they remind me of a cat, have you ever seen a cat get a mouse and toy with them and toy with them and toy with them and torture them before they finally kill them? That's the way they did these people. But they were carjacked. They were raped with objects. They were, when the animals got through with them, after they got through sodomizing them with foreign objects, when they got through pouring Drano and stuff down their throat into their eyes, when they got through pouring gasoline on Christopher Newsom and trying to burn him up, they stuffed the little lady, Shannon. They stuffed her into a plastic bag. It was you couldn't have a scientist, a scientific organization to design a more horrific torture than these people went through. And yet the stinking Jewish control media, you'll never hear a peep out of this. I mean, my God, people, how long, I ask you, dear Lord, are we going to put up with these stinking Antichrist Jews that are running, that are controlled? They're actually creating reality for some of these cooks. Anyway, listen, I'm going to shut up and go right back to you, Rand. Go ahead, fella.
You know, Eddie, it's interesting you brought that up. I was just thinking about what Mr. Letcher would think about these methods of death.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Fred, right? Fred,
you're right, Fred Letcher. Yeah, absolutely,
yeah,
Fred Letcher.
I was just thinking about that. But you know, kind of pick back up where we left off at this time. During some of the testimony, it was revealed even by LaMarcus Davison himself that Shannon consistently said throughout this whole ordeal, "I don't want to die. I don't want to die." And in an effort, as you just mentioned, of hiding their DNA, they scrubbed her body with bleach, and just think about that for a minute. Now, she's been beat. She's bruised. She has lacerations. She has carpet burns. And then they pour bleach on her. I mean, that's torture in itself right there. But not only do they just pour it on her, they pour it in her mouth and down her throat.
That's true.
And at some point during this ordeal, Davison breaks her neck. She is hogtied. She's like you was alluding to, Eddie. It's just you pick right up, right where you should have. She was hogtied. She was put into large garbage bags, her lower part, and then there was one put over her head. And then she was stuffed inside of a garbage can and a lid on.
They treated her like she was just a damn dead possum in the middle of the road, or like garbage, like they were throwing garbage away. I mean, this is a human being. This is a precious white 21-year-old beautiful girl that they treated like that. And the boy, an animal wouldn't do any worse than that. These people are damn animals. You can't get it out of them. You might can take the gorilla out of the damn jungle, but you can't take the jungle out of the gorilla, Rand. Go ahead, Rand.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. They were totally innocent. All they had to do was leave them alone. They didn't have to go there. They didn't have to bother them. They didn't have to do any of this stuff. But basically, from the way she was tied and she was wrapped up and put in and covered in this garbage can, she was put in such a position, her thighs tied up tight to her chest, her neck was broke, her head was tied over so that her cheek pressed against her shoulder.
Oh.
And listen to this, though, man. While this girl is dying in this garbage can, suffocating, had been through all of this torture, rape, all of this stuff, forced oral sex, all of this. This Davison guy leaves that house on her SUV while wearing Christopher's tennis shoes.
That's a straight up Afro-American.
Think about how much of a conscience that this bastard don't have, and why he's still breathing air. I don't know.
Because probably some stinking Jew lawyer saved his sorry animal self.
Well, he got this. We'll get to that in a minute. He got dead, but he ain't dead yet.
No, and keep in mind, what has it been, 2006? When that 2007? I have in my notes say 2007. What is it, going on 14 years?
Yep, 2007.
He's still alive. We're still paying for it.
Still alive, still feeding him. He's got all the comforts, you know. I mean, he's got it made pretty good to have done what he did to two white folks.
I wonder if they have to probably separate him from other prisoners, because other prisoners would probably kill him in short order, would they not?
Not the blacks, not other blacks, because they're, you know what, probably a lot of the other blacks are the same way. I mean, that's just, the people don't like to hear that, and I don't care what people call me, but let me tell you what, I grew up around blacks all my life. I grew up in one of the roughest neighborhoods probably in the United States of America. I know what they are. And I don't care what anybody says. You can take your, you know, take yourself. They say, is it environment over genetics? It is straight up genetics. Most of these people would do that. They hate your guts. They despise you. That's just the way they are. They're beasts of the field. And the only thing they respect is raw force. And before I go back to Monica, I'd like to say the bottom line of this, telling you white people out there for your own good, don't ever get in a car and allow somebody to abduct you. Never. Because if you ever allow them to, even if they've got a gun on you, let them blow you into in broad daylight if they're going to do it. Don't let them take you off and torture you beyond any human endurance. And also, have you a gun and have your hand on that gun everywhere you go. Back to you, Monica. But we got a few more minutes this hour. We're going to have Miss Monica's going to be with us in the next hour, too. But go ahead, Miss Monica.
Well, it begs the question that are they segregating the prisoners in jail, which they're not doing in general society. They've integrated everybody. So maybe they're doing in jail what they really should be doing in society. I mean, you know, this integration just did not work, did it?
No, probably, with the vast majority of prisoners in the prison system are black. So they're in there with their bros, with their brethren, yeah. With their fellow humanoids, so they're just probably heroes. They were heroes with most of the black population in prisons. They're like heroes. Now, if you were a white and you went in there and you'd done all this, you wouldn't live out a week.
No.
Anyway, go ahead, Mark.
I just wanted to say one more thing in response to something that ran that you said earlier. I wonder how Fred Leuchter would feel about this method of death. Well, I'll just tell you one thing. His whole career was based on trying to make the death of those who were to be executed as quick and painless as possible. That was his goal with all of the different, technologies and execution methods that have been used, that he was involved with developing the, doing the engineering for. I know that was like a number one goal, was how to do this humanely, without pain. So that's the answer to that question.
Yeah,
a very good answer at that. Go ahead, Rand.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, like you alluded to, Eddie, there's a lot of lessons to be learned from this story right here. Learning to carry, learning to use a firearm, being ready, being alert, being aware of your surroundings. I mean, that's what we need to be teaching. You talked about solutions. Maybe that's a solution. Let's teach our young people to be aware of what's going on around them, and get their head out of the phone and be aware,
I'm glad you said that, Rand, because it's become so bad in Memphis. Hardly a week goes by, hardly a day goes by now. People are getting mugged, carjacked, shot at gasoline stations when you go into the filling station to get your gas. So I have a policy. Here's my policy. I have my trusty 45 ACP, and I have a Mossberg 3.5-inch Magnum 12-gauge, and I stoke them up. There's 18 double-aught buckshots in a 3.5-inch Magnum round. There's 15 in a standard 3-inch. I go down there, and when my wife's pumping gas, by God, I'm on the other. God help, or the devil, their father, the devil, help them if they come try to screw with us, because I will blow them all the way over of the damn parking lot, and I don't care who hears that. But I'll shut up and go back to
your wife. Sounds like you got something to do it with too, bro.
I don't screw around. I really don't. And I know what works. I know what doesn't work. People, I hope I didn't monopolize too much of time. We're getting ready to go to the second hour, just a couple of minutes, but we still have a little bit of time left. Rand, I'm sorry I cut you off a lot. Would you have any other, you probably have some other notes that you'd like to make, some other points in your notes that you'd like to cover that I prevented you from talking about?
Carry on into the second hour. I don't want to take away from Monica, but we can carry on with this story. And we're about to the point where, these people at the party, their friends, they're the first ones to become alarmed. The parents, not so much, because they really don't, either one of them, I don't think, expect them to be home that night. But their friends at this party become alarmed because they hadn't got to the party. And eventually, a couple of Christopher's friends go to the apartment complex, and they do find his truck sitting there where he had parked and got out to go meet Shannon. But still, the next morning, there's no word from either one of them. Nobody's heard a word. They found the truck. I hear the music.
Yeah. Well, people, dear Blood River Radio people, if I got a little bit carried away, overlook my weakness. We're going to carry on with this story in the second hour because it damn sure needs to be talked about. Plus, we got some other pertinent stuff. We'll talk about the Wichita Massacre, too. We'll be right back, people, while we're transitioning to the second hour. So please don't hang up.